Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, The Data Lifecycle. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Core Data Concepts in the Data Engineering Essentials for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the various phases of the data lifecycle, including collection, storage, processing, and analysis. Additionally, we will discuss the importance of each phase in managing data effectively and provide an overview of data governance. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to comprehend the complete data lifecycle and its implications on data quality and governance. Main content: the data lifecycle, collection, storage, processing, and analysis. The data lifecycle encompasses several critical phases that dictate how data is handled from its origin to its eventual use in decision-making processes. Understanding these phases is crucial for ensuring data quality and effective governance. Data collection. The first phase in the data lifecycle is data collection. This phase involves gathering raw data from various sources, which can include transactions, user inputs, sensors, and external datasets. For example, in the finance industry, data collection might involve acquiring transaction records from banking applications or gathering market data from financial news sources. It's essential to ensure that the data collected is relevant, accurate, and timely, as this sets the foundation for subsequent phases. Data storage. Once the data is collected, it needs to be stored in an organized manner. This phase involves selecting appropriate storage solutions, whether on-premises databases or cloud-based storage systems. The choice of storage affects data accessibility, security, and scalability. For instance, a fintech company may choose a cloud-based data warehouse to accommodate growing data needs while ensuring security and compliance. Proper data storage practices also include regular backups and maintenance to prevent data loss and corruption. Data processing. Data processing is the next phase, where raw data is transformed into a usable format through various techniques such as cleaning, aggregating, and analyzing. This phase is crucial as it determines the quality and usability of the data. For example, in finance, data processing might involve validating transaction data to remove duplicates or errors before analysis. Techniques like data normalization can also be applied to ensure consistency across datasets. By processing data effectively, organizations can derive valuable insights that drive strategic decisions. Data analysis. The final phase in the data lifecycle is data analysis, where processed data is examined to uncover patterns, trends, and insights. This can involve statistical analysis, data visualization, and predictive modeling. In a fintech context, data analysis might include assessing customer behavior to tailor services better or evaluating market trends to inform investment strategies. The insights generated during this phase are critical for making informed business decisions. Importance of each phase in data management. Understanding the significance of each phase in the data lifecycle is essential for effective data management. Proper data collection ensures that the organization gathers the right information, while efficient storage solutions facilitate easy access and security. Effective processing transforms data into actionable insights, and thorough analysis empowers organizations to make informed decisions. Moreover, neglecting any phase can lead to data quality issues, which can have far-reaching consequences, including inaccuracies in reporting and poor decision-making. For instance, if data is not collected accurately, it can compromise the integrity of the entire analysis process. Therefore, a holistic approach to managing each phase of the data lifecycle is vital for maintaining high data quality and governance standards. Overview of data governance. Data governance refers to the policies and procedures that ensure data is managed properly throughout its lifecycle. It encompasses the overall management of data availability, usability, integrity, and security. Strong data governance frameworks establish roles and responsibilities, dictate data usage policies, and ensure compliance with regulations. Effective data governance is essential for maintaining trust and accountability in data-driven environments. It aligns data management practices with business objectives and ensures that data is used ethically and responsibly. For example, in the finance sector, Data governance can help ensure compliance with regulations like the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, and protect sensitive customer information. By implementing robust data governance practices, organizations can enhance data quality, reduce risks, and enable better decision-making based on reliable data. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored the complete data lifecycle, including the phases of data collection, storage, processing, and analysis. We also discussed the importance of each phase in effective data management and provided an overview of data governance and its significance in maintaining data quality. By understanding these concepts, you are better equipped to appreciate the vital role data plays in your organization and the importance of managing it properly. Reflection questions: how can you apply the principles of data collection to improve data accuracy in your organization? What storage solutions would best suit your organization's data needs, and why? In what ways can data governance enhance your decision-making processes within the finance industry?